Hello, this is Rich Potter, and welcome to the What's So Funny podcast.
Hello, world. Welcome to the What's So Funny podcast. This is the first one, and so that's why it's entitled Hello, World. This is something that people who are used to computer programming would be familiar with. It's just the first program pretty much anyone learns with their learning HTML or Java or C++ or whatever. You learn a program that just basically tells the computer to say hello world. So here we are. That's irrelevant. Why am I doing a podcast? Well, I was out pulling weeds in the garden, kind of minding my own business, and my wife walked out and put a phone in my hand and said, Rich, you should do a podcast. You're funny. I think probably my attempts at humor have exhausted her, and she's looking to take the heat off by giving me another audience. In any case, I don't know. I think I may exhaust her with my attempts at humor, and it's kind of like me when she takes me shopping. She enjoys the shopping. I get exhausted. In any case, I also think that it would be good to get a little more practice at speaking. I have worked on stage for over 30 years as a comedian, as a juggler, as a clown, etc. And I still have trouble speaking off the cuff, shooting from the hip, and just making my point clear, formulating ideas on the fly. So there's no way to get better at something better than just doing it. I'm probably not doing very good right now, or rather very well right now. I'm also a bit of a grammar Nazi. So, first impressions, here we are. First time you experiencing me doing a podcast. If you don't know me, then you're kind of wondering why I'm here, why I'm yammering, etc. And, I'm kind of wondering as well. So here I am in my front yard, kind of minding my weeds and watching over my cat who's around here somewhere. And I always feel the pressure of making a good first impression. This is my first impression of the world, and maybe you feel this way too sometimes, where you're not sure how your first impression is going to come across, or even worse, the Monday morning quarterback, how your first impression did come across, if you're someone like me with a little bit of social anxiety around looking awkward. And it's interesting to me in the world of comedy, sitcoms on television often will film the first three episodes or so, and then take the first one that they filmed and put it third in the lineup, so that by the time people have watched the first couple, they're a little more hooked on the more experienced productions, and then they're more able to watch the first one that is maybe a little more bumbling around and not as experienced, because the first one you do is always going to be a little fumbly. So I may put this one third, or I just may just put it up and say, here we are. In any case, first impressions. I guess the first impression you have of me from this podcast is I was sitting in my front yard pulling weeds, and I could have chosen to say, well, there I was checking my stock portfolio when my wife walked in, or there I was clearing papers off my desk when my wife walked in, or there I was out in the backyard throwing turtles into the wood chipper. Of course, I wasn't doing any of those things, and I don't recommend throwing turtles into wood chippers, although for a moment I thought that was a funny image. I do like animals. I am a vegetarian, and I am trying to make sure my cat stays out of trouble. So, when it comes to wood chipping, turtles, don't try this at home. Don't try it anywhere. Turtles are your friends. I even sometimes stop my car when I see there's snapping turtles that occasionally cross one of the main streets in my neighborhood, and I'll stop my car and help them across. They don't like being picked up, I've found. In any case, when my wife, or as I call her, the Supreme Commander Overlord, when she comes out to tell me to do something, I figure it's probably a good idea. Don't always do it, but it's often a good idea. But to do a podcast, it's kind of daunting. I do feel a lot of anxiety around public speaking. I do feel that whereas I have a lot of knowledge about across a wide variety of things, I don't feel my knowledge is very deep about anything. So we'll see where it goes. And she did recommend that I do it about comedy. I do know a lot about humor, comedy, etc., having dedicated a good chunk of my adult life to it. But still, it does seem daunting. It's like there's the seven stages of grief. You know, there's denial, then there's guilt, then there's anger, then there's bargaining, then there's binging on Snickers and Slurpees. To each their own. Some people may binge on other things. When I'm asked to do the podcast, I'm first daunted, and then I get into this place where I think, well, maybe it could work. And I start brainstorming, and ideas start flowing, and I start writing them down. But then the next stage is I have too many ideas, and I look at the paper that I'm writing on, and little tidbits written in the margin, and I don't brainstorm in a linear way, usually like one idea, and then another idea, then another idea, then the tangent, and then the tangent from the tangent. And then it's easy for me to get overwhelmed. And so then I just decided to focus on one small thing, like an introductory one, and what would I say? And it reminded me of like when you're in an airplane and you look out the window and down below the people look like ants. And then you realize that you haven't left the ground and they are ants. Yes, I know it's an old joke, but it's a goodie. But then you take off in the airplane and the ants disappear. And then the people that, if you see any on the ground, they look like ants. And then you get all the way up to 35,000 feet. And if you can see the ground, a lot of details have disappeared. A lot of large things that appear large on the ground seem smaller. And then they all collect into kind of a vague mélange of greens or browns or blues or whatever. And when you're at 35,000 feet, you can pretty much go anywhere and do anything. And that's kind of what brainstorming is like. You want your brainstorming to go anywhere and do anything and get as many ideas as you can. But then when it's time to start the project, you have to land the plane. You have to go to the city, the new airport. And once you get on the ground, that's when you can start moving about and getting the focus of your project done. And so I guess that's where we are now. I'm landing the plane, getting down to business, having completed one journey. We're getting to the end of this podcast. I appreciate you listening. If you like something, write a comment down below. If you think I should explore something that I mentioned a little deeper, leave a comment down below. Let me know what you think, what you want to see more of, and I'll see you at the next podcast. I'm planning on doing them to start with weekly, and let's say Wednesdays. I've just made up my mind. I was deliberating over that, and here we are. Until next time, thanks for joining me. And see you on the flip side.
This has been the What's So Funny podcast with Rich Potter. Thanks for tuning in. New episodes on Wednesdays.